So I'm just going to share a scriptures with you today and talk to you, give you some scripture and give you a message that I really prayed about. It's been in my heart actually all week. And if you have your Bibles with you, take notes, please, or your phones, take your Bibles or your notes or whatever. And I want you to turn to this scripture in Matthew chapter 16. And how many of you were watching the weather the last couple days like I was? Anybody watching the weather? Because we're thinking, oh my goodness, are we going to have to do this maybe under there instead of out here? And one thing that we do as Christians, as we do as Americans, we have these little things called weather forecasts, and we're constantly checking them. And some people are really good at predicting them. Some websites are better than others. And Jesus talked about that ability to make a forecast. All right. So we're going to talk about what a forecast is, a heavenly forecast. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. Matthew chapter 16, verse 1. It says, the Pharisees and the Sadducees came, and to test him, they asked him to show him a sign from heaven. Give me something atmospheric here, Jesus. And he asked them, well, when it's evening, you say it's going to be fair weather, right? When the sky is red. So we've, and then it says in the morning, it'll be stormy today, for the sky is red and threatening. Come on now, you've heard the saying. What is it? Red in the morning, sailor warning. Red sky at night, sailor's delight. Our pirates know that very well. Red and threatening. And notice that the color red here is not a good color at the time of the morning, whereas red is beautiful at nighttime. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. So how many of you know that I think we have got to ask God to give us the ability to walk in the midst of people who give us forecasts all the time? You know what I'm saying? I mean, there are so many forecasts out. We've got forecasts about the weather and like hurricanes and special weather. But now we've got climate forecasts that's going to tell us what happens like 100 years from now, or 20 years from now, or 40 years from now, the earth's going to burn up. So you've got those kind of forecasts. And then you've got forecasts now that are talking about disease. This COVID pandemic, big, big thing is these forecasts or these predictions. And people can be very confident in those predictions. But one of the problems with a forecast is it can sow fear into you. Because, like, you could call a forecast for a hurricane. So what are people going to do in Florida? They're going to get in their cars and boogie. They're going to get out of that area. And all that kind of stuff matters because of forecasts. So we really need to keep praying that we will not be like the people of Jesus's day that could forecast weather, but they could not know the time of the sign of their times. We need a good sense by the Holy Spirit. What are we living in for the time? Now, I want you to turn now. We're going to go to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 12. How many of you like to look at Revelation? I do. Yeah, me. You know, it was interesting. I was interviewing with a reporter from the Washington Post about Brother Landon, and we were talking about Bible verses. And he was saying, well, do you have any Bible verses from Revelation that you care about because of, you know, all this pandemic and stuff? So let's look at Revelation chapter 12. And I feel like the Lord's given me some insight here. Revelation chapter 12, verse 1. And you may be familiar with this passage. In Revelation 12, 1, it says, a great sign appeared in heaven. A woman clothed in the sun and the moon under her feet, and under her head a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant and was crying out in birth pains and the agony of giving birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Two signs. Behold, a great red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on its head 7 crowns, 7 diadems. So I'm going to talk about these two signs that we see in Revelation 12, verses 1 through 3. The first sign I want to talk about is the red dragon. Did you notice in Matthew, in the passage in Matthew 16, did you notice that the red sky at night was okay, but the red sky in the morning was not okay? Well, this red that you see here about this dragon is a not okay kind of color. It is a not okay. This red dragon, the word from red, that word for red in the Greek is where we get, is a word for fire. It's that pyros fire. It's that word like a pyre. In other words, you've got this red fiery dragon that has appeared. Now, one of the interesting things that has happened, and I don't see Joshua right now, but wave at me, Josh. One thing interesting about this season that we came in is that Josh had a dream. Wave, Josh. Josh had a dream, and I think another person, Sam, had a vision. And what did they see? They saw a what? A dragon. Was the dragon red, Josh? Wave at me. Ours was gold. What color was your dragon? Black and smoky. Okay. Well, I believe this red dragon in Scripture here, that red represents danger. It represents fire. It represents bad. Okay? And it's interesting, and I think, Josh, you need to pray about that goat color and see exactly what that may mean to you. I think I might even have an idea. I'll talk to you about it later. But the word dragon does not appear in the New Testament until the book of Revelation. And the dragon does not appear in the book of Revelation until chapter 12. And the dragon doesn't appear before the sign of the woman in heaven. And that's what I want to talk to you about. See, this red dragon represents the taking away of peace, the taking away of contentment, the taking away of shalom. And people are good at interpreting the sign of red. But there is a dragon that's appeared. And this dragon, I believe, has appeared in the world right now. And I almost see a parallel between the appearing of the dragon here in Revelation 12 and what we're going through right now. And I'm telling you why. The dragon appeared in heaven because the woman that had the sun and the moon under her feet, she was clothed with the sun and the moon was under her feet, and the 12 stars were her crown. This dragon appeared because the woman appeared. That woman was the ruling, if you will, call it the body of Christ. It was this beautiful body of Christ, if you want to call it the queen. She was the queen. And she was getting ready to bring birth. And I believe the Holy Spirit wanted the church to know that you're going to be going through some pain, But I want to show you what God, how God sees you. God sees you like a queen in heaven, clothed in the sun, and with the moon under your feet, and with the stars as your crown. And I believe that, God is trying to assure God's people today that the pain that you're going through has a purpose. It's one thing to be full of pain because of an injury. It's another kind of pain when you're having a baby. And that kind of pain has a purpose, and it's actually a sign that something very important and very wonderful is going to happen. The church needed to know, at the time the book of Revelation was written, it needed to know that the pain that it was going through had a purpose. And the church also needed to know that even though they were kind of being taken advantage of at the time, they were being persecuted, and we'll talk about what that is. And now, I'm going to try to explain this to you. I don't know how to best explain it other than this. I believe that God is raising up and getting ready to release a fresh expression of glory and evangelism and ministry that's going to be comparable to like this woman that's being represented by this woman. In other words, there's something getting ready to be released on the earth that is a bunch of, and I believe there's going to be a bunch of women in this, okay? You know, the scripture says the Lord gave the word and great was the company of women, referring to what happened in the book of Exodus with Miriam. But God is releasing His church, His bride, with a fresh prophetic ministry, a fresh revelatory ministry, where it is going to get the word of God out across the world in an amazing, powerful way, where their ministry is going to be like the stars. It's going to be impossible not to see the stars. Just like no matter where you are in the face of the earth today, you're going to see a star up above your sky. You're going to see the sun. You're going to see the moon. Well, God is raising up witnesses in the earth today like this that are represented by this woman, and her rulership is going to be in the star, in the witness of the word of God that God is going to put in her mouth, and it's going to stir up the dragon, and the dragon is not going to like it. And so there's two signs I want you to see first. There, I'm going to give you five, one, two, three, four, five things that begin with the word great. So the first thing I want you to write down is there is a great dragon. And this great dragon appeared because there was a great sign in heaven, and it was the queen. It was the ruler. It was the witness of God in heaven, the church of God. And she was giving birth. So we've got a great dragon, and we've got a great sign in heaven. Now, let's talk about what the great eagle is. This is the next thing we're going to talk about. Later on in that chapter, in verse 13, it says that when the dragon saw that he had been cast down. Now, there was warfare in heaven, and that dragon tried to take that queen down, tried to take the bride of Christ and persecute her. But that dragon was pulled down from heaven. And, you know, when did that dragon come down? I believe the dragon was taken down from heaven when Jesus rose from the dead. Okay? So he has been cast down to the earth. And now it says that he is pursuing the woman who had given birth to the man-child. But the woman was given two wings of the great eagle. I love that. Two eagle wings. The great eagle. So this is the third thing. You've got the great sign in heaven. You've got the great dragon. And now you've got the great eagle. The great eagle. God has given his people wings as of the great eagle because the devil is pursuing some of you. The devil is trying to persecute you. This word pursue and persecute, it's saying the same thing. That dragon has been persecuting the church, and we need to keep praying for our brothers in other parts of the world and sisters who are being persecuted. But how many of you know that some churches in America have been hassled by some governmental leaders. And persecution isn't just, you know, somewhere else. So we need to be understood that, this dragon is trying to take down some people. One of my best friends was, in my opinion, was slain in battle. He was doing battle for God, and he was a casualty. And I don't go for that. That doesn't make me scared. It makes me mad. I want to fight harder when I see my brothers. And we need to be more determined than ever to see God have his way on the earth and fight the battles that God wants us to fight. And God says, I'm going to give you like wings of a great eagle so that when the enemy comes after you, you will have a place to go. Now, what does it say? The eagle wings will take you from the serpent. Notice, uses the word serpent as well as dragon. Into the wilderness, to the place where she is to be nourished for a time, times and a half a time. Now, I told you that the word pursue means to persecute. The wings of a great eagle. I'm going to give you two scriptures. The great eagle wings were referred to by Moses, referring to the Exodus, where God said, I delivered you from Egypt, and I brought you to myself on eagle's wings. Exodus chapter 19, verse 4. So we need to hear God here on this, that the Lord has given you wings because he is going to give you deliverance from the Pharaoh, so to speak. Just like Exodus, he knows how to rescue you and to take you away from this. But I like this other scripture. Is one of my all-time favorite scriptures in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like the eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. God has given us eagle's wings. And when we go to the wilderness, it's not a bad thing in a sense. The wilderness, it's not like God's punishing us. He's protecting us. Jesus went to the wilderness, and it says that he was tested by the devil. But when he came out of the wilderness, he came out in the power of the Spirit. Now, he might have been led by the Spirit into the wilderness, but he came out in the power of the Spirit, having defeated the devil. So the wilderness is a place of training as well as a place of nourishing. When the children of Israel left Egypt and they went to the wilderness, God fed them in the wilderness. Now, they didn't really understand what they were eating, right? Manna, the word manna means, what is this? And have you know that when you go through trouble, that's like your question, like, what is this? Why am I going through this? That's the manna of living this life, guys. Come on. When people die suddenly, like my friend Aunt Landon, I'm like, what is this? I don't get it. But that's part of God's provision. Sometimes we have to walk in mystery, and sometimes we have to eat some manna. Okay, I there's an amen out there somewhere for that. So the wilderness is a place to train, and the wilderness is a place to feed. Not only did Jesus defeat the devil in the wilderness, but he fed the multitude in the wilderness. Didn't he? He told the disciples, feed them. Don't send them home. Feed them. And they said, all we have is some bread and a few fish. But Jesus was able to feed people in the wilderness. So when you wait upon the Lord and the dragon is pursuing you, God gives you eagle's wings so that he can train you in the Word of God and he can feed you with the Word of God. God is going to feed you, folks. God is going to sustain you. How many of you have heard talk about food shortages? Come on. Haven't you? I have. I've heard about it. How many of you, it's not just toilet paper, guys. Okay? You won't need toilet paper if you ain't eating. Right? I'm sorry for being so... That was kind of gross one. Sorry, honey. But it's the truth. Forgive me. So you're hearing talk about won't have food. You're hearing talk about don't have this, don't have that. And, you know, Jesus dealt with the devil in the wilderness. So as you wait upon the Lord, learn from him. Jesus did nothing but quote scripture to the devil, didn't he? Man shall not live by bread alone. Thou shalt not test the Lord thy God. I mean, he just started quoting scripture to him. So there's some scriptures that we need to dig into at this time. Now, the dragon did one other thing. He pursued the woman, the queen. And then it says that he tried to wash her away with a flood. It said there was like a river that came out of his mouth. And he tried to overwhelm her with a flood. Now, I believe that the devil, the great dragon, wants to overwhelm you with fear, and he wants to overwhelm you with sorrow. It was no accident that this terminology was used. Because what did Pharaoh try to do to the children of Israel? Drown them in the river. But God made an ark for Moses, and he was not drowned. So what happened to Pharaoh and his army? They drowned. They were overwhelmed. They were washed away in a flood. And the earth, so to speak, made dry ground for the children of Israel. So the one who tried to drown God's people himself was drowned. God is looking out for you guys. He doesn't want you to be overwhelmed with sorrow, though it was hard when you lose people. He doesn't want you to be overwhelmed with fear, for God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So when you hear these news reports and you hear all this talk, I mean, I've heard some crazy talk, like this is going to last a really super long time, years. I'm like, I'm sorry. I want to hear what God's got to say. You know, I'm hearing stuff all over the place. And we just need to hear from God. When the bottom line is, there's a great dragon. There's a great sign in heaven. There's a great eagle. And you've got wings. Everybody flap your wings. You've got them eagle's wings, glory to God. And it's going to take you to the wilderness where God's going to cover you with his feathers, and he's going to protect you and hide you in the shelter of the Almighty. Come on. And he's going to feed you, though it may be something you won't understand at the time. Come on. And then there was a great flood. But now I'm going to talk to you about the great mystery, okay? Going to finish it right here. Last but not least, are you ready? Let's go through these five things. The great dragon, the great sign in heaven. Come on, what's next? The great eagle, that's number three. Number four, the great flood. And now let's talk about the great mystery. And that's found in 1 Corinthians 15. Verse 51. Think of 1551. Got it? 1 Corinthians 15:51. 1551. I love those. Here it is. I'm going to read it to you. The great mystery. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this perishable body must put on the incorruptible, and this mortal body must, everybody say must put on immortality. It's, you don't have a choice. Love you guys. Must put it on. Then shall come to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. So that great flood is going to be swallowed up by great victory. Great victory, but it's a mystery. Now listen, Paul quotes it, this scripture, when he says this, as it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin. The power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast. Be steadfast. Immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor, come on, childbirth labor, your birthing, this labor, this effort that you're putting into will not be in vain. And Father, we speak blessing right now on Elizabeth and her business when it opens up. Lord, we say increase, blessing. Lord God, we pray financial blessing and prosperity. Lord God, we say no hindrance in the name of Jesus. We speak blessing upon the business there with the daily grind. We speak blessing on Dave's business, Sam's business, Janine. We bless the hospital. We say that it will not be shut down like the way it is now with people not going there to work. We say it's blessed. We say it's blessed. We say it's blessed. There is victory. Your labor, your time, your sacrifice is not in vain. God has given you the victory. We bless, Lord, urgent cares. We bless it in Jesus' name. We say, Lord God, in the name of the Lord, that you are steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, and that your work and your sacrifice is not in vain. That the pain that you have is going to be the gain of a new child, of a new thing, and that God is raising up a new witness and new doors for opportunity to share the gospel, and it's going to be like the stars in the heaven, and it's going to cover the earth. The witness of the word of the Lord is going to cover the earth. There will not be any place on the earth that will not have that starry witness, that prophetic testimony of the very words of God. For God is raising up an army, a new army, even as spoken of in the prophet Joel. Then they will cover the earth and blanket the earth, even as the stars in heaven in Psalm 19, where it says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The heavens will declare the glory of God because your names are written in heaven and your testimony is the testimony of heaven. And you are as the queen sitting up there in heaven with the stars as your crown, and you shall see the authority and the kingdom of God come like the stars come and give people direction and let people know where the true north is and where God is really delivering a true knowledge of the signs of the times. God bless this people. Raise up this army. Raise up this great group of people, because those of you may be sitting here in a parking lot today, there's coming a day very soon where you shall speak the word of the Lord and you shall see the dead raised. You shall see sicknesses is healed. You shall see people delivered. Some of you are, I believe some of you are going to see cities turn to God. Cities turn to God. Communities turn to God. Just like the days of Jonah, when Jonah went to Nineveh and the Lord gave the, he gave the word, and that word turned an entire city. Lord God, we declare that over this nation. We declare that over this community. We declare that over this country. We declare this over this globe. Lord, Asia, Africa, Europe, Lord, we declare that over the regions, Australia and the islands. We thank you, Lord God. South America, praise God. We love the South America. Amen. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the witness that is coming. And no matter what the great dragon has done, no matter what that great dragon has tried, it will fail. It will fail. It will fail. He has been defeated. He has been brought down from the place of heaven. And even though he's pursuing God's people, they have been given great wings. And they are waiting upon the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord. And later this week, I'm just going to share, when I share the midweek message, I'm going to share more about what it means to wait on the Lord. Okay, that's going to be our topic Wednesday. But I'm going to share more about it, what it means to wait upon the Lord. And because that's such a foundational scripture. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. God bless you. Thank you, folks, for taking the time to watch this. Thank you for taking the time to come here and to sit in your car. Thank you for wanting to gather together. Thank you, Lord God. We bless you. We thank you, Father. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up his face upon you, shine upon you, and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift the light of his countenance upon you and bring you peace. And now, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise. And all God's people honking amen, amen, and saying amen. Praise God. God bless you. We'll see you later.